We're up to what daf is. This is daf mem zayin. I know mem vav in the base. Okay. Hanochas tefillin al yidei choyle al yidei isha. Is a woman allowed to put tefillin upon a man? This is not such an uncommon shaila, unfortunately.
Assist.
Is a woman, is a wife allowed to put, let's say the person is not well and the person needs help putting on tefillin. Can a woman put the tefillin upon the arm and head of a man? What is the shaila? Let's see. He's unable to put tefillin on himself. Can a person's wife help him put on the tefillin? What is the issue? What's the sofik? We learned this yesterday. Since an isha is exempt, she's not a one that is chayv in tefillin, and we learned yesterday, and it is for that reason that she is not allowed to write tefillin. Since if you're not mechuyv in the mitzvah, you cannot be a participant in the writing of tefillin. So maybe when it comes to the putting on of tefillin to help a man put on tefillin, it should be invalid. If she makes the knot, if she tightens the tefillin, so the man's going to say the bracha, and she's going to make the kashira. You can't do that. You cannot have an isha make the kashira, be your shliach, to tie the tefillin in your hand. It's a bracha levatol. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. You, the man, must be the one that does the maisa kashira. If an isha is doing the maisa kashira, it's invalid. What?
But from that point on, if it makes sense.
Yeah, what do you mean? The mitzvah is to do the ma'aseh kashira.
Ukashar tom. From the point of that.
Yeah.
On she, from after that point though, she could assist him, right?
Yes, of course, right. of course.
So it's better put on by a rub.
No, the Rav doesn't. When they go, I see this all the time. When the Rav goes, puts on the tefillin, he doesn't put on the tefillin. He just stands there. He gives them a little pep talk. He gives them a bracha. You go put on tefillin in the presence. Basically, what they do today is they go to. It's a very nice thing. They go to put on tefillin in the presence. In the presence of a Rav or Talmud Chacham.
It's a better.
But the question is, no, it's always potter. If a person cannot put on the tefillin, it's always potter. That's the question. Either you do it right or you don't do it at all. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is very ill and he cannot put on tefillin by himself, and the only way that tefillin can be put on is by an isha, so that's the question. So an isha, you're not yaitza the mitzvah. If she puts on the tefillin because she cannot do the mitzvah herself, so she cannot be one to do the mitzvah for you. So in this case, so you don't wear tefillin, so you're potter. There's no chiyuv. That's the question.
Same
exact thing. If the goyish ate, that's for sure no good. If the goyish ate puts on the tefillin, that's for sure no good. These stories that we see them putting on, right? So these situations, the man, the person does basically puts it on, and they help them after they do the ma'aseh shiur. They fall, they roll, they put them away. Yeah. Same exact thing. It'll be the same exact shayla. He's not yet bar mitzvah. Or there might be better. By a non-bar mitzvah boy, might be better because there at least he will one day come lidei chiyav. An isha will never come lidei chiyav. Let's take a look. So you saw it as saw the kush became when she shall put him as a tefillin shall be as the sishas man grama got kachkam in a yechol lik shar tefillin lacherim. V'zoyis lapi ma'ashe armu besugin. What it says over here in the daf. Sefer Torah. Tefillin u'mezuzah shekosva isha psulim. Why are they posh nemar u'kesharatam u'chesavtam kol sheyeshna b'kashira yeshna b'kesiva v'chol mishena mechuyi b'kashira. Since nisha is not chayv in kashira, ein yochel lichtoiv, she cannot write the tefillin. B'hagoyis hamar sham kosav shalocha zo yesh lilmo midiri hagoyis maimini. We can bring a raya from hagoyis maimini shekosva b'shem avinu tam shekol mitzvah she'eno isha chayeves k'goyim lula v'tzitzis gam ein yochel. Let's discuss another shaila. Can a woman be the one who puts together the dalid minim? They do this all the time. I used to actually see them do this. You go into a store where they sell the dalid minim, and there are women who work in the store and they put it together for you. So the shayla, the eget, you're not allowed the one that puts together. That's a shayla. Shayla is who is the one that puts it together? Can be a child. Okay, but that's a chelik of the mitzvah. It's the lekachtem lochem, a part of the mitzvah. That's all a question of how far it goes. Is the eget is doing the ma'aseh?
So women can't even be.
No, they can make it. Exactly what it says over here. Shekol mitzvah she'eno isha yechayev eskegoyin lulav etzitzis gam eino yecholel la'agid. If a woman puts the dalad minim together for you, that is no good. Cannot buy them. She cannot be the one that makes the tzitzis and ties the tzitzis. The haraya lekachi. The raya. This is the next page. Midivrei hagemara kol sheyeshna b'kshu yeshna b'ksiva. Same thing that comes from tefillin. V'harei ein ha'isha chayeves lebeluv lebetzitzis. So if he wants to bring a raya that's no different than tzitzis from the hagoyos maimini.
Hagoyos.
We do say by Sefer Torah, a woman is not allowed to write a Sefer Torah because there's another reason. V'limadetem oisam. She's parted from limud. Since the writing a Sefer Torah, the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to study the Sefer Torah, so women are parted from study of Torah, the male, they cannot write a Sefer Torah. No, it's all part of one Sefer Torah. It's all included in one thing.
What did you say in the same
matzah
Mishnah?
Matzah she can do, because matzah, women can do matzah, women are chayiv in matzah. That's exactly why women are able to participate in the baking of matzah, because women are chayiv min hatoira in matzah. Even though matzah is a mitzvah, she has zman grama, but the Gemara has a drasha, we compare it to achilas chametz, kol sheyeshna in chametz is chayiv in matzah. So they can, and indeed, it's very popular that women, they dominate the matzah baking factories. Today the trend is not. Today already a lot of the matzah baking factories, they don't have women. They don't have women, they have boys. They became thing, they have these young, they have young boys.
Bris
Mila, no, because same exact reason. Tzipora, some say Tzipora did it. Some say that if Tzipora did it, certainly it's a right that it came out. So the lechatchila, no, but the Yevid, yes, but the Yevid Mila is different. Mila is different. Okay, I don't remember. We once discussed this. We once had a share on this. Right? I don't remember. But Mila, I think B'diyavet, a woman can do Mila if there is no one else. If no one else does, I think B'diyavet, a woman can do. But L'chathila, she should not be the one to do it for the same reason that she's not shaykh in the mitzvah. Nimela, but I think, remember, the law mitzvah is the reason why she's not shaykh in the mitzvah is because it's the mitzvah that applies to men. It's not because she's potter. See, in the case of tefillin, there's nothing holding back a woman from putting on tefillin. Meisim b'chol yom. Nothing holding back a woman. The Torah says, don't do it. But if they want, they can do it, right? There's nothing holding them back. So therefore, when the Torah goes out of its way and says, don't do it, that indeed is worse. But in mitzvah, it's just not shaykh to them. A mitzvah, mila, the women don't have mila because mila is just not shaykh on the nekeva. Shofar, and shofar, they are shaykh too. Shofar, they're potter min atar. Noshim u'makabel shofar zechumra. Noshim me'ikir hadina potter from shofar, just like the potter from lulav, just like the potter from tefillin. But when it comes to bris milah, it's not that the Torah says, I don't want you to do it. The Torah says, you're in a keva. On a keva, it's just not shaykh. That type of patur exemption is a weaker exemption. Therefore, there is a svara to say that when it comes to bris milah, a woman can be instrumental in doing a bris milah for a man.
She
make the sukkah, definitely. The mitzvah is not. I mean, putting up the schach. You're asking, could she put up the schach? That might be indeed problematic. If a woman would put up the schach, that might be a problem, because a woman is not potter from mitzvah of sukkah. She's potter from sukkah, so putting up the schach would be equivalent to making the tzitzis and making the dalad minim enoch enami. That would be the same shiloh.
What about helping?
What? No, that's
she.
Then you have a shiloh of nisayeya. Nisayeya ain't by mamish. Sheish by mamish.
You have to pick up the schach.
So he's saying, let's say you didn't pick up the schach. Let's say your wife made the whole sukkah. She did the whole thing. She put up the schach. It's a very common shal. You have many very common. They put up sukkahs. The goyim.
One section is
schach. No, not one. It's not so simple. You have to do all the schach yourself. It's very common where goyim they put up the schach. You have to pick it up. The schach has to be put down, removed l'shei mitzvah by a shomer Torah by a male. Let's see the hiksha. A woman can learn. A woman is chayav Megillas Esther. A woman can learn. Yes. She can read it, yes.
You can be
yotzed
because a woman is reading.
Yes, a woman can be ikar hadin. A woman can read the Megillah for a man. It's not a proper thing to do if the men are not from her family.
Isn't that true?
A wife can lay in the Megillah for her husband. A wife can lay in the Megillah for her children, for her siblings. But in the ikar hadin, a woman could lay in the Megillah for men.
Can she write a Megillah?
I don't know the answer. Maybe she can. She probably can.
There's a lot of women calligraphers. They do the.
Possibly she can.
Isn't it true?
I'm just saying, if they have the skill, that's skill.
Somebody does, a baby doesn't have mila.
Yeah.
Five music.
Chorus.
A chorus?
Chorus.
That's why probably a mother is allowed to do it, or a woman's allowed to do it.
Shalshan of chorus? I'm not sure. It has to be done the right way, only by Bar Chayuva. Lichatchil, a woman is not supposed to do a bris mila. That's for sure. Yeah, but the Evid, I think by mila there's a reason why it's an exception. Let's go further. The Hiksha Shah Meha Gemara Be'ava Dezar V'chein Ayyub Shimon Allah Zalim Ma'isa B'Yishach HaShanisteis L'Chaver. There was a Ma'isa, a woman married a Chaver, a person that's Nizar in Taras. The Ha'isa Kasharis L'Tfilin Al Yadayi, so it says B'Feri in the Gemara, there was a Maisa where a woman, she helped her. It's a Feresh Gemara. A woman, she tied the tefillin on the arm and the head of her husband. The Kasha, Hare Rabbeinu Tam Diber Beinyan Tzitzis Velula, Vehech Maksha Olav Mea Maisa Shal Isha Shekasheres Tefillin, Venera Shakushi Hi She'af Opi She'eno Isha Chayeves Mitzos Tefillin, Ve'anu Royim Shebechol Oifen Hi Yechoy Lo Niech Lachem Tefillin, Imkin Muchach Shalimot Shakol She'yeshno Bikshu Yeshno Biksivo Nema Davka Ksivo Ve'lo Yal Shor Tikuni Tefillin. So the right over here is that since over here the Gemara kind of on all the details, but over here you see that this parallel is incorrect. Even though the Drosh is correct that Ksivo and Kashira, that's our Gemara is limited only to writing. A woman is not allowed to write tefillin. But when it comes to putting on tefillin for a man, that's not part of the drasha. Ukeshartam ukhasavtam. Kshira and kesiva. It did not say kshira and levisha. Kshira, kshira. So don't extend the drasha further than what it says in the Gemara. The kol shekein shaloi nema b'shar mitzvah, certainly when it comes to other mitzvahs of tzitzis and what was the other example? Tzitzis and lulav. Therefore, that the Hagos Mamli is challenging Rabbeinu Tam. The Tirutz Hagos Mamli, he gives the answer. Ein zetikun hamitzu lechein yichoylo likshar tefillin leish period. So he comes out lemaskana three different categories. Writing, categorically forbidden. It's explicit in the pasuk kemat. Then there's what he calls tikun. Tikun means the fashioning, the making of tefillin, the making of tzitzis, the making of a lulav. These things, even though it's not explicit in the Torah, it borders on the drasha ukesharatam uchasaftam. Because I guess when you're writing, well, what is the when you're writing tefillin? When you're writing tefillin, in essence, you are fashioning, you are making the tefillin. But wearing the tefillin, the keshira of tefillin, that already you're not doing anything to the tefillin itself. That's already two steps removed, and therefore he concludes it's mutter. And it's referring to Gemara. The Gemara brings a right. The Gemara has a story where there was an isha who was married to a Talmud. And the Talmud Chacham was the Chayla, and she would put the tefillin upon the husband. So you see, before the Gemara, then it's mutter. But don't compare this to making tzitzis. Don't compare this to making tefillin. Don't compare this to lulav. Those are worse because those you are actually making, fashioning the object shel mitzvah. Umavu b'divrayim sherak asiyas atfilin oya tzitzis oya lulav asur aloish aval hanochas atfilin al gufa shaloish eino nikreis tikon amitzvah el kiyum amitzvah v'harayish mekayim mitzvah. The one that's doing the mitzvah is the man. It's just that she is helping him. She is doing the ma'isah kishira. Uvizeh loy nifsulah ho'ish, the woman is not possible. Loma bikan ha'marsham sho'isha kishira lo niach tfilin ba'la achoy latfilin ki ein zeh tikon. tikkun hatzilin. It's not called tikkun hatzilin. Of avne yoshe herich bezeh the sim lechein halach lemaisa yisro kasher laniach tefillin al guf abayla ve'oyra b'tshuvas hanagos. So that is the bottom line. It's clear as day here from the Marsham Hagos Maimoni that a woman is permitted to put the tefillin on a man. And what about a goy?
Right.
I think it's also mutter. I think halach lemaisa they pass me have AIDS. They have AIDS, even if the person is so weak, where the person can't put the tefillin on. I do believe Pesach can allow even a non-Jewish aid to put the tefillin on the body, on the arm and head of a disabled patient.
Should be better than not.
Well, the question over here is not necessarily the question of the bracha. Okay, let's say the person is so disabled that he can't even put it on, it could be that he can't even make the bracha.
Right.
So let's say if he can't make the bracha, so then let's say the person even can't make it, just so weak, but he's conscious.
Right.
So he wants to wear the tefillin, and he's in a nursing home, there's an aide, so do you allow? I believe they permit a non-Jewish aide to put tefillin on the patient of a disabled patient is permitted. I know personally, I had a friend who he was nifter, he was in a coma for many years, and I know Rav David, they asked Rav David Feinstein, he was in a coma. And Rav David Feinstein, his father, Rav David Feinstein, should he put on tefillin? So he said yes.
Every day,
the father came and put on tefillin on his son.
And he made the bracha.
No, the father, no. The father did not make the bracha, and the son certainly did not make the bracha. Rav David Feinstein, that he was in a real coma. Rav David Feinstein says, yes, you can put on...
Rosh Hashanah, it does a shot.
Yeah, that's what he said, doesn't, so they put on tefillin.
Let me ask you the difference. If the father puts on his own tefillin at the same time...
And to make a bracha, if it goes to both. Maybe there's such a thing. Could be. Okay, but this is... This is a shaila and in a chanami. So this is something which can be done. Okay, next topic. Kiviyas mezuzah al yidei isha. Next shaila. Can a woman put on a mezuzah? A woman is chayv in a mezuzah. The Gemara. So let's see. B'sugin kol sheyeshem b'shu yeshem b'ksivah v'rishon me'viu shidus rabbeinu tam sheklal zeh shayach gam b'shar mitzvos shekol mi she'in m'chui b'meiz ha'mitzvah eino kashal ha'asiyasa. So we discussed above. Ach kama rishonim cholku al dvar v'shadav galin kisivah stam darashukain. We mentioned above that some say only when it comes to Sifrei Torah writing, only then do we darshan this halacha. But when it comes to other mitzvos, then women can part. They can do the mitzvah. Only when it comes to writing, a woman is allowed to write. But when it comes to other things, a woman can do. Now here we go. Halacha huva b'mishnah berurah. Sh'af shemin atudin in halacha kain roy v'nochin lachosh lechatchil l'shitasay ulechein therefore kadm lo yitlet tzitzios bebeged shel gadol. The topic of the mishnah berurah is discussing is tzitzis. Can a child put the tzitzis on a garment? A child is potter. So how can a person that's not a bar chiyuva make a mitzvah that is potter? L'katan lo yitlet tzitzios bebeged shel gadol gam im gadol melamdoi lasos l'shma. Even though he taught him to do l'shma, amnam kas bebir halacha sham sheyel katan yachol litlois tzitzios bebeged sheloi. Atzman, so in big doy nikra bar levisha, he can put and make his own tzitzis. The afil l'chshayagdil. Now here's a very chiddush: when the child becomes an adult, do his tzitzis now become pasul? Mishnah Berurah paskens that when he's a child, he's only 10 years old, and he makes his own tzitzis, so it's kosher because he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. For yourself, you can do it. Now he becomes bar mitzvah. And he's wearing the tzitzis that he made when he was 10 years old. Are those tzitzis pasul? It could be a shaila of Chil Shabbos. He goes on Shabbos with those tzitzis, so he's carrying. You're carrying on Shabbos. Some of the briskers, they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. They don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos because they're afraid that there are different reasons. Either they're afraid it's posel, or more precisely, it's because they chayish for the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that the tcheles is ma'akev the lovan. And if you don't have tcheles, then the tzitzis are not kosher. So if the tzitzis are not kosher, on Shabbos you're carrying.
Right. That's so, why you have to wear large tzitzis if what we're wearing yeshiva, that's can't wear
18
by
18. On Shabbos, it might be too small.
Wash it, it shrinks.
It might not be kosher. Okay, so here we have a child. The child over here, he made this when he was a kid. Now he's an adult. So does he have to take it up to the Mishnah Berurah? Says no, he does not need to. This is a very big chiddush. The cause of maybe halacha. Sham sheyosh kadam sheyachol little tzitzis beveged shloy atzman shalini big doy nikkur bar levisha v'afil lich sheyagdil yuchal lilvoish oisah begin im yodea shetoloy l'shma. Sha'oz hareze kidiyaved, uvidiyaved in lochosh l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you are not a bar chiyuva, you can't do it for someone else. Those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, the Hagos Maimini, the Marsham, the whole Thlomas we had above, hold that halacha that if you're not mechuyev, you can't do it, applies exclusively to writing. Does not apply to other topics, other inyanim of making, of doing things. The other things, bidiyaved with samech, it's okay. Other people, l'chatchilu, sh'nabidim, bidiyaved, you can, so therefore, that's why in this case, the katan, bidiyaved, it's going to be okay. The hinei.
A woman can't do any of the making the button for a
tefillin, right? So, that's the machlokes. That's exactly the machlokes. So, according to what we've mentioned above, the Marsham says that she should not. We have three different categories. She should not do that. L'chatchilu, not. Bidiyaved, it's okay. L'chatchilu, women are not allowed to be involved in any step of the preparation of the making of tefillin. The chatchil, they should not be the ones who make the lulav and esrog, put it together, make the sets in the stores. They do this. They ship worldwide. So the women, the chatchil, should not be the ones that do it. B'diavad, it's okay.
The chatchil. The yeshivas are the youngest of shuls. The women are the ones in charge of the fundraising. You know, they're putting
it together. So they should not be the ones putting it together. They can be the ones selling it. They can be the ones distributing the accounting, the bookkeeping, and everything. But putting the sets together, lichatchila, they should not do. Bidiyaved, it's okay. Rabbeinu Tam, it's possible. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mamash possible, because he takes the drasha kashar to buchsav and applies it as a matter of fact. But according to the Magoras Maimini, he disagrees. It's not so. It's only when it comes to writing. Lichatchila, it's not good. Let's go further. Now, what about mezuzah? V'inei. This is a very chiddush. Why? Sha'af al pi shechayeves beba kevan shein b'ksivas mezuzah kimavu b'sugin imkein hu adin l'chol inyoni tikkun ha-mitzvah shein ha-oysa oysa. He has an amazing chumrah that a woman should not put a mezuzah on her door. Why? Women, the Gemara clearly says women are chayev in mezuzah. Because shmira and noshei nami, women also need shmira. Women also need protection. So they're no different than men. However, can the woman write the mezuzah? No. She can't write the mezuzah. Even though you'll say, but she's chayev in the mitzvah, so once she's chayev in the mitzvah, so she'll be able to write it. It seems, I don't know the details, but it seems that all of the laws of writing are compared one to another. All the laws of writing are hukash lahadadi, and once women are not ukashartam ukhasavtam, once women are not shaykh in certain elements of ksiva, for example, I think Sefer Torah, because the Ikar Tam of writing a Sefer Torah is for Talmud Torah, they're potter. They're potter also from Tefillin, because they're not chayven wearing Tefillin. So that applies across, that applies also to Mezuzah. A woman, maybe also, I don't know, maybe Megillah also, I don't know the answer. Maybe Megillah would apply the same thing. So Menela, once they're not shaykh in the writing of a Mezuzah, that has an effect on even being Kaveya of the Mezuzah. This is the sheet of the Yeshua Spalkai. Now, Muvashut Be'er Moshe, Hevi Me'acham Sam Sofer, Umoy Poskim Shle Choshashu Bezeklal, he disagrees. He disagrees. A woman is chayv in a mezuzah, she can be koveya the mezuzah, even though it's true that she cannot write the mezuzah. Ach kosa lulmod misugin shlechatchila yesh lachmer she'isha lo tikva ha mezuzah. Lechatchila, it's good to be chayish. A woman should not put the mezuzah. She'ena b'ksivas mezuzah v'imkein gam ena b'kvias mezuzah. Chumoy she'omu b'sugin kol she'yeshnoi b'ksiva yeshnoi b'kshiva. B'shut shevet ha'levi hevi divri ha'yeshua smalkoi le'esar. The shevet ha'levi paskins, a woman should not be kaveh mezuzah. The kosav shedavar zi'ef shalom amroi. He brings down what it says, and then he disagrees. Hevi divri shedavar that is awesome. He says that what he said cannot be. He disagrees. Shafilu b'tfilin kosav ha'rambam she'ikar ha'psul mishum shin shel tfilin. You can't make the shin of the tefillin. They can't make it square. They can't make the batin. Zedavka b'tefillin she'enam shayachim klal lehamitzvah. Aval heach nifsal. How can you disqualify oisam l'kviyas hamezuzah shebezeh hamitzvah chayavim rachmana? So he is the strongest matir. So we have three opinions. The Yeshua Smalko, it's categorically forbidden for a woman to be kaveh mezuzah. Chassam Sofer, b'shed ber Moshe, b'shed chassam Sofer, lechatchila they should not do it. B'diyaved they can do it. And the Shevet Halevi, lechatchila go for it. 100% mutter for a woman to be kaveh mezuzah. And that...
It's very important that the husbands went away for periods of time to work.
Of course, there are many singles.
He didn't come back.
Of course, it's Meisen b'chol yom.
Meisen b'chol yom. Kids, and she, let's say she only has.
I mean, she can make.
Meisen b'chol yom. There are many single girls. They have their own apartments. They live alone, and they have shilas of mezuzah, and they don't want men coming into their house to go because they have the mezuzah. And they do the, and so that's meisen b'chol yom. Women put a mezuzah in their house.
She makes a bracha.
Of course, she makes a bracha. L'kvoya mezuzah. She makes a bracha. So you see over here the issue. The issue comes from this daf gemara called she'enoy b'kashir by tefillin. If you can't, you're not chayv to wear tefillin. You can't write tefillin. A mezuzah, we know by extension, a woman cannot write a mezuzah. But a mezuzah is different than a lulav and eshrog. It's different than the case of all these other mitzvahs where they're potter. Women are chayiv in the mezuzah. So mezuzah is unique. They're chayiv in the mitzvah in HaTorah, but they can't write it. So now when it comes to the koiveya, what do we focus on? Do we focus on the writing, or do we focus on the chayiv of the mitzvah? So you have over here three opinions. Three opinions across the spectrum. Shevet HaLevi comes out l'maskana, l'chadchila, you woman can put up a mezuzah. V'ayin b'ver halacha, shehevi mehar b'poiskim shagam noktu kein, ledina, kedavar poshut, she'en koch shash, b'kniyas mezuzah, ayda isha. So the b'ver halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim also says the same thing, that is a davar poshut, a woman can put up a mezuzah in her home. Next sugya, lekichas halvos kishayesh lechayves. Okay, on the very sad topic, borrowing money when you getting a new credit card when you already have debt on your old credit cards. Is it proper to borrow money when you already have chayvas? Sefer Chassidim. Now, anytime you talk Sefer Chassidim, you have to take a step back and take a deep breath and you realize that we don't necessarily follow what it says in the Sefer Chassidim. Someone actually suggested to me that we should learn Sefer Chassidim inside. It's a very fascinating Sefer. Sefer Chassidim. It's not, you know why it's a lot of fun to learn? It's not practical. It's like if you learn the Aseres Hadibros, it's like, really? Yeah, really? You have to follow what it says in the Aseres? Yeah, so, you know, it's not fun learning the Aseres Hadibros. But Sefer Chassidim, it says you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. But when the day is over, you don't have to, you don't have to listen to what he says. The Sefer HaChassidim. Let's see what it says.
It's rough stuff. The conservatives, they don't want to change the Constitution. They want it literally the Constitution. But the Torah is also, there's certain points that you have to be flexible to keep up with certain things.
That's a very dangerous statement. Yeah. You have to know, that's a very dangerous thing. You have to know where, when, how, what,
that's
who.
Right. Not everything, but there's sometimes.
There's a line in the sand that for everything.
Every far from the shore.
The Sefer Chassidim Kosav, Ish Hoy Bekvar Veshol Lechacham, Omoloi, Kvar Ani Mismaet Minichosai Ve'en Li Kiyem Ma'at. I have nothing. I'm living off my savings. What should I do? Should I go make a collection? Should I become a collector? Go from city to city and make a collection? Or should I take money from a goyim? I assume it's to borrow. Should I borrow money? Borrow money with the intent of not paying it back? Is that what it means? I don't know what it means here. It's not really clear what it means here. Let's see what it says. How dare you even ask the question? You're a ganif. You're going to borrow money without intending to pay back. What kind of chutzpah? Yes, so it's not so simple. It's an amazing thing. You live in a country where you can declare bankruptcy. Is it ethical to declare bankruptcy? You declare bankruptcy, the law is your pot. You set up a corporation. Right? You can incorporate for $99 today. Go online, you're probably even less, right? You want to incorporate, you want to have a business, you want to incorporate, you pay a fee, you go down to Court Street, you fill out a form. I once did this years ago. I had a little gig going on the side. I'm still getting junk about it. That was the worst thing that I did. I didn't realize that once you sign up, once you register your business. Because I needed to collect payment. I didn't want the payment to be on. I didn't want it to go into a name. I wanted to get in a bank account just for this business, just for this. So the bank said, "We can't give you. You have to have a. It has to be legitimate. You have to have a real business." So I had to go down to Court Street. I had to follow the forms, and they wished me luck. And then I opened up the account, and then I got a flood of, still, I still get at least once a week of mail because they have a list. Anyone that has a business, so it's I don't know where it's listed. I can't find where it's listed, and they just send you all these type of offers for your business. That was a disaster. That business, it was a headache and a nightmare. It was a disaster. It ended up nowhere. Okay. Let's go further. So Seva is over here. So he writes over here. Mutav shitzach lebriyah. So he says, of course, better be in dire poverty. Val yishalel shem val yishalel shem shemayim al yotcha sheyermu kol hayehudim ganavim v'ramon. They all ganav ramon. It's a very big thing today. You know, declaring bankruptcy. It's a chesed of this country. You incorporate. As I said before, you incorporate. You become, then you declare bankruptcy, and you don't have to pay back your creditors. Isn't it an amazing thing? It's just shocking there can be such a concept in America. You don't have to pay back.
It's Chapter 11 and Chapter 7. They're two different forms of bankruptcy. And I don't know.
One you don't have to pay, one of them you have to pay, but it's controlled. It's controlled. You pay more than you can afford.
Okay, but you can't pay more than you can afford. There's a limit to how much. So people go and they collect debt, knowing what's going to happen. So is it really ethical for an Orthodox Jew? Is it really ethical to declare bankruptcy, or whatever? Whatever, and that way to get out of paying money that you owe, you borrow money.
That's the way of doing business, yeah.
So even though it's true, even though you'll tell me Dina Malchusadina, it's not ethical, especially in a situation where you knew in advance. And then there are many stories of people who go bankrupt. They know they're going bankrupt. They know they're going bankrupt, and they put in major orders, and they know that the suppliers are going to be hanging out to dry. They don't care. Because in America, that's the way business goes. You're allowed to go make a business, declare bankruptcy, then you make a new business, and then you declare bankruptcy for that business also. And then and in the meantime, so this is 100% unethical. It is, and not only is it unethical, he writes over here, it's a major chilul Hashem. It's a major chilul Hashem. The sefer chassid. You don't need a sefer chassid to tell you this. Now here's another story. The day is going to come when they're going to seize him. They're going to seize his assets. They're going to redeem him. That you should prevent this from happening. A person has to do his very best to make sure he's not in this situation. You should be wise. Okay, these are dvarim pshutim ad ma'od. Now, b'mishnas Avram, hevi mekar din zeh ha'maisa shu b'suyin from the story in our Gemara. What was the maisa? Ba'anoshim imakayim shnikra bei michsei. It was the name of a place. Shalavu me'os me'oivdei kachavim. They borrowed money from non-Jews. V'lo ha'yelohem mo'os lefroya eschayvam. They did not have money to pay back. Holchu fa'akum v'shavu osam la'avodim. And these non-Jews came and they seized these fellows as slaves because you did not pay back the money, so you have to be our slave. Bohu ha'nosh lefnei Rav Huna. So these people, they went to Rav Huna, she'azor lohem b'yifteim. So there were people that wanted to redeem them. And they went to Rav Huna, and they wanted Rav Huna to issue a psak, redeem this fellow. Amar lohem Rav Huna, mo'es lohem, I can't help you. She'amru chachamim ha'moich res atzmoi v'yesponav lo'evdei kachavim ein poidin oiso. Shal oisoi, the halacha is, if you sell yourself and your children to a guy, you don't redeem the person. Why not? Because you're doing it with a kavana. You know, you're trying to take advantage of the situation. Since the halacha is that if a person is a slave, a person has been taken by a guy, this pidyon in shvuyim, so the person says, oh, it's a great idea. I'll sell myself as a slave. I'll collect a lot of money. I'll pay off all of my debts, and then I'll put up a big sign, pidyon shvuyim. I'll put up an ad in the paper, mitzvah rabbah. I'll put up an ad in the paper that there's a person who's been taken as a captive. Everyone should come to his rescue. That's unethical. So that Chazal protected these people by making a halacha. If you sell yourself on purpose to a guy as a slave, in order that the community should come redeem you, you don't redeem the person. Shalos Rabbi Abba, Rabbeinu, Is it really so? Hello, limadetanu. Did you not limadetani? You taught me shadin ze omer rak b'mishasa kain shleisha pa'anim. That's only when you do this three times. The first time we give you a pass. Only when you do this continuously. It's a great way to make money. Keep on selling yourself. Every day go to a new community, sell yourself, and the people in the community will redeem you. And this person did not do it three times. Hey, Megillah Mekach, these people that you are discussing, they did this already many, many times. Harei, so what do you see? You see very clearly that a person, Harei, Sh'odam, Sh'nichnes, Es'atzme, L'matzat k'zeh, Ein pad mosok, Sh'oysa dover k'zeh, B'kavona me'roish, Afil v'pam v'shoyna, Sh'osa kein ein pad mosok. Okay, this is very, he's not saying it very much. Obviously, a person has no right to be a burden on the tzibur. Next.
Passing in the Torah,
that's where it's not your fault. That's right. That's where it's not your fault. That's where the person he fell into debt beyond his control. Here, that's exactly we're talking about. The person was negligent. The person he brought it upon himself. He indulged in activities which brought this situation upon himself. Okay, let's begin at least the next topic. Pedias ganav sheyeshev beis sayar, redeeming a ganav that is in prison. Kosa dayat biyerke. What it says over here is not necessarily applied to America. That is a very big topic of debate. A very big topic of debate of the moiser bizman. It's a very sensitive topic. The laws of moiser and the laws of pidyon of people in prison apply in the modern country in America today, many different opinions. So let's see. Kosav asmak ke b'shem hayireim shemi shohayi avaryon b'meizi b'achas b'kol mitzvos hamuras b'torah v'lo yasa tshuva ein chayavim l'chayosai v'lo l'halvoiso yinam l'choyiv to support him, yinam l'choyiv to lend the money. The chsiv says the pasuk v'chei ochicha imach. The chsiv may echad achecha. He has to be called your brother. If he's not your brother, go down to the third page. The cave, and since this person is not your brother, he's not the Gemara. The cave, and since she'ovar b'meizid yotze mechlal ha'achla ad she'yilke until he gets malchus. Period. V'hoisef. This daft was a story of Ami. He wanted to redeem him. The Gemara story here was not lahalacha. He did this because for whatever reason he wanted to go lefnei Mishur Sadin, but Be'ikar Hadin, a person that is not a shomer Torah u'mitzvos, you have no obligation to support him and to assist him. V'chei nifsak b'shulchan aruch. Mishehu avaryon l'hachis afilu l'mitzvah achas k'goyin sh'oichon nevela d'heichon sh'yesh la b'bosak k'sheira osur l'ftoisa im nishvav he's captured. V'chaysef haramah v'kosav sh'avaryon l'thi'avon ein isa b'davar im reitzim l'ftoisa aval ein m'chuyav m'kach. The Ramah writes, a person that is not shomer Torah u'mitzvos, even though it's only l'thi'avon because of taiva, he is not a l'hachis type of person. You have no obligation to assist him. If you want to, there's nothing wrong, but there's no obligation. Nay, the Chavis Yoyer, Kosa, Bedavar Yehudi Gonam Mefursam, a well-known ganaf, Shenitvas, he was seized. The Yasruuhu Yoyser Midai, he was being tortured. Shevadai Tzrichim Lehishtadel Behoitzos El Hatzilo. So here he says, if a person is being tortured, even though he is a ganof, he's not a good person, you have an obligation to redeem him. The Ein Loimar Choyel Shadarko Bekach, since it is Derech Harehu Mumo Ledover Echot, Libnei Shema Bekach Harehu Mumo Lehachis, Ma Shekzas, that doesn't matter. You can't say, if he's captured, he'll die. Elu rak divrei hamoin. That's what people say. V'lo chachamim shebohem ki gam bohem yimtzu la'alofim v'lo dibu hapoiskim sherishus l'moshe rak ba'isek b'ziyufim. People who are fakers. Ki kol hanogeb bohem yitmo umithabos halolu yitpesu. People who have, they falsify money, counterfeiters. That's a very great sakana. Okay, so he passes over here a very important yisod, that if a person is a guilty person, but he's being treated unfairly by the authorities, you have an obligation, do everything in your power to assist him. Like, and there are some famous cases like this. Okay, I need not mention names, but there are people who are acknowledged guilty for things that they have done, but it's just not fair. It's not fair when you compare their term, their sentence, to other people that have committed the same type of crime. It's just not fair. And therefore, there is, according to what we learned in the Chavis, there is a duty. You're not allowed to just turn your eye. There is a duty to do everything in your power to assist these people to be treated at least fairly. Ach! He does not quote the Ramah. He just says, what is going on with the Chavis Yoyer? The Chavis Yoyer says you should be kind to Ganovim. You should look after them in their prison. Make sure they're not being tortured. The Ramah says, let them rot.
Yes.
The Ramah says, so how could the Chavis Yoyer just ignore what it says in the Ramah? The Ramah says, someone who is an Avarion, it's not your problem. He got himself into a situation, it's too bad for him. There's another Tosfos, and that says, even if he did it many times, you still have to help him. Okay, so he says over here, another opinion, the Tosfos, that you have to go out of your way to help people that are in trouble. So here he writes over here, it applied in ancient times. Now look what they write over here, the Shevet Halevi, okay, Rav Wozner, who only died 2 years ago. Look what he writes over here. Aval bizmanenu, in the modern world, in a civilized country, I guess he was referring to Eretz Yisrael. They say there it's not very pleasant there, they say, in the prison system in Eretz Yisrael. They say not to such good things. Aval bizmanenu shebederech klal soigrim oso b'ma'asor shelo yazik l'rabim. Most people that are put in prison is they should not harm other people. Ve'ein ba afilu de safik sakana, and there's no sakana in prison. They have good lives in prison. So therefore, basically, it says in a civilized country, there's a hakir in government. I remember when I was in 8th grade, they taught us this. We had to write essays. What's the purpose of going to jail in America? Is it a punishment? Or is it, no, they didn't even use those terms though. Or is it to protect society? To protect society, they didn't even, that's the more modern concept. Is that it's a rehabilitation. In the ancient times, that didn't come to the equation. It's either to punish the person or to protect society from these type of people. Rehabilitation, who cares about rehabilitating the person? Today, we live in a very sophisticated world. Prison is an opportunity.
It's a correction.
That's a new concept. I don't know
how... The word penitentiary is from the word to become penitent. That's right. Why they use that. That's the way the word...
What does that mean? To correct.
Repent.
To repent. Okay, but okay, maybe you're saying what's happening, but it appears that this is very popular in the news today, is that it's rehabilitation. But mainly it used to be either punishment. I think they gave up on that. Punishment. Is it shach today to punish a person today? So punishment
it's
or...
Constitution. The same question is asked of Golis.
Is Golis
punishment or rehabilitation?
Or is it to protect the world from us? Okay, in a chanami. So this is very common. So therefore he says, the Shevet Levi says that today he seems to see is that ruba de ruba, prison, every case is, you can't generalize white collar crime and the criminal activity, whatever it is, but generally people are in prison for good reasons, to protect society from these dangerous people. So what do you want? You're going to try to save them? Or you're going to try to free them? You'll free them. They'll they'll harm other people. They're predators. They're dangerous people. Let them stay where they are. No one's harming them. So that's what the Shevet HaLevi, who's a modern thinker of the Shevet HaLevi, he says that these sugyas, the Chavos Yoreh, the Gra, the Bechor Shor, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, these applied, these had different standards in ancient times. Ancient times, it was an entirely different system. And you cannot extrapolate what it says there into Ahar Yiddish. And that's a very powerful concept, it's a very controversial thing, as I mentioned, with Mesira. Mesira is probably the hottest topic in the modern world today. When do you go to the police? When a person in the firm community commits a crime, when do you call the authorities? What type of crime, this crime, that crime, what do you do? According to the Rambam, if you're a Moiser, you're a Roidef. Someone that gives a person over to the authorities is Chayev Misa. You're a Roidef.
Does it call it crime?
Yeah, why not? You steal someone's life savings? Yeah, I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
Let's say you know someone is involved in not paying his taxes legally.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to report him to the IRS, aren't you?
Let's say it affects you. Let's say his not paying his taxes has a direct effect on you. I don't know. The Rambam says if you report a person to government, you are roidef. A roidef is the strongest term you can use. The person is a dead man walking. The Walking Dead. Isn't that the name of the television show now on?
What? You didn't survive prison.
Right. So the question is, in the 21st century, do we take what the Rambam says literally? Do we take it? So you'd be very surprised to hear that there are some people that say yes. You're not surprised to be.
What about building violations or
sakonis nefashos? Absolutely, sakonis nefashos. I know a guy in yeshiva. He lives in a two, I don't know what they call it, two family house where they share the house is split down the middle, and they're doing construction on the other house, and the contractor is someone that I know. And he called me a few times. He feels that the contractor are doing things that are endangering the structure of the house. He has building permits, and he claims that he bribed all this sticky pull to get the building permits to do all these things, but the construction that they're doing is weakening the stability, the integrity of the structure, and he doesn't go out of his mind. He doesn't know what to do. He wants what?
Get an engineer to look at this.
So it's sakonis nefashos. You're dealing with sakonis nefashos. There are building codes for a certain reason. Okay, so it's an amazing thing that the Shevet HaLevi he was 100 years old. He was only nifted 2 years ago. He's saying over here, he's basically, you see what his approach is that don't take these sugis of the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Bechor Shor, the Chavos Yoreh, the Gra, don't necessarily apply them to the 21st century. That is a very interesting statement. Now, let's go further. There was a ma'isa shay where a person was robbed. There was an umdana, one of the employees is the ganaf, and the employee refuses to confess. So the question is, you want to give him over to the government? The government, you have circumstantial evidence that you don't have absolute proof. There is circumstantial evidence. It's enough to indict him. It's enough to go to trial. And the government, the techniques that they use by the goyim, is they're going to put him under a lot of torture. So here you have a ma'aser, you can't prove it, but it's pretty good. Can you give him over to the government when they're going to torture him? So that was a shalak. Okay, nishal sham. Another shayla was asked. Be'echad shalach meshar solochavi loy adavarim tayvos shaloy. Shalay mufkad meitzal soicher. Bring me certain stones, some diamonds. Le'echad shemosu loliyad hasoicher adavarim tayvos shalom. B'kach sheishes alafim nasan l'sech kisay hatafur bebida beboy lebeis v'olav pishpesh v'loy matza. Adavarim tayvos hanal b'ma'ane piv shal nevdu b'menu v'yesh kam umdenas demochich shal. Another same story, he claims he's a ganef.
Okay,
Question, should we make an example out of him?
The Goyim are going to torture him.
The Heishiv. So this question that was asked to the Panim Irois. What did he paskin? Al pi divrei Hagemara b'Sanhedrin. Shemu v'rosham. Shem nir l'dayin. Sheish sarich shah l'dayinoy harishus biyadoy. Even though normally you don't do this, but if you want to make an example, you're allowed. V'chem v'perikam. V'nidah rafuna kotz yodem mi'odam. The Gemara there says that he chopped off of someone's hand. Okay? Try that today. Someone who puts his hand where it doesn't belong. So the hand went where it didn't belong. So what did he do, Rav Huna, the Farish of Gemara? He cut off the person's hand. Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch to do that? To cut off a person's hand. So the answer is the Shach. Hifkid bi'ar agoin shal shelah shal zav v'nignav al yidei mishorish shal agoin marein rav hershel v'yiskimu v'nosnu es etzboi bein ha-soruf shal kone ha-sreifa shakarin bukas. They cut off a finger. That's what it seems like. They put a thing in some type of solution which caused the finger to dissolve as a punishment. V'lehoide ha-ganef and refused even after doing so. They burnt the finger. They did something very. They tortured him. They basically tortured him. They didn't know about waterboarding in those days. There are other techniques. They found that he was really the God of Me'ata. They found 3 years later. They found that it was there. He really was the Ganef. So he says over here, the Panira says, yeah, that there are times when it is permitted to torture a person. What does Trump say about torture?
Yeah,
he's all for it.
Yeah.
He's all for it. He says that the Chazal.
Guy doesn't want to give
your
wife a gift.
Oh, you don't want to give a gift. The alcohol upon him, al pi umdina habaki shayuchal malkois bevadai tzorich oimed kama yochel lekabel v'choyche chanim oil shalom limusha leakosem kvar amdu chazal kisamichma v'yesh lochosh im yoide yodenu osolomis. Okay, so basically it's a controversial issue. Do we give over people for torture? Do we give it over to the Goyim? Some say yes, some say not. And what it says in ancient times is not relevant to what we do today. We'll stop over here.